This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, October 2nd through the 8th is National 4-H Week, and 4-H clubs across the country will be busy celebrating the week with special events and activities. Judy Benz, the 4-H program coordinator for Jersey County, says she's hosting an open house and other workshops throughout the month of October.
We're going to be offering an open house here at our office here on 201 West Exchange. It'll be anything you want to know about 4-H. Come in and talk to me, and we'll have our ambassadors here who are going to be demonstrating different STEAM projects. There's going to be a Sharpie tie-dye project, which is really cool. They're going to be making a microscope. They'll also be making a catapult. We'll have refreshments, of course, and we also have a 3D printer here. So this is a new addition to the office, and I'm learning how to use it yet, and it's really a cool thing. I love having it on my desk. But we're going to be doing more things besides that. There are clubs who are going to be offering, who are going to be putting up window displays in Jerseyville. So we'll be looking for those. And it's just a really good way for people to find out more about 4-H. There's never a day that I'm probably not around here. If they have questions or they want more information about Jersey County 4-H, they can contact my office at 618-498-2913. And they can email me at Benz, B-E-N-Z, at illinois.edu. We also have a Facebook page that everyone really likes to follow. If you like our Facebook page, and you'll be able to see what's popping up here probably quicker than anything that comes out in a newsletter. So it keeps people up to date as quickly as we can.
And for the open house happening, it's on the October 6th, which I don't know if we mentioned that. So on Thursday, this is for a pretty wide range of ages of children.
Sure. It can be anywhere from clover buds who are 5 to 7-year-olds to 8-year-olds to 18-year-olds who are 4-H age. This is a really good way to find out more about 4-H. We have the activities here. Kids will be able to go home with something that they made, like the Sharpie tie-dye project, different things like this, the microscope they're going to be making, and the catapult. So they can find out more. Moms and dads can ask questions about what 4-H is, how often they meet, because a lot of times that's a big question that comes up first, because families are so busy. And they want to see how this is going to fit in their schedules. Understandably, that's a really important thing now with families when kids are already in sports, they're in other activities in school.
Well, sounds like a fun night happening next week or for National 4-H Week. And something else happening throughout the month of October, you're going to be having some various workshops.
Yes, we're offering a Learn to Basic Drawing workshop. We're going to have a local educator here who is Christy Ruhlweiss. She's a teacher a fourth grade teacher here in Jersey County. She's an artist. She's going to be teaching the basics of drawing to kids anywhere from 8 to 18 years old. And we're going to be offering that at the Bar Housing Meeting Room on 463 South Arch. That's on October the 15th from 9 until 11 o'clock. That registration is on our website, and you can go there and register online there. Or if you have questions about it, don't hesitate to give me a call, and we can always just give you more information on that.
Sounds like something that would be unique and an opportunity for kids to come learn about something that they might not have the chance to learn about in school. Are there any other workshops going to be happening in October?
Yes. If you have Saturday, October the 29th available, we're going to have a geocaching workshop down at Pierre Marquette State Park. It's going to be presented by the U.S. Corps of Engineers. They have a really great outreach program. We've done this last year, and we're going to do it again this year, too. They're going to bring all the GPS equipment necessary to learn about geocaching, finding those caches that they will be hiding out in the area that morning. So it's a fun thing to do. It's some families really like it because they use it as an option, as a way for a family event that they can take this to other parks, because that is available in other parks in the area. And it'll be from 10 a.m. to noon, and we'll meet in front of the Pierre Marquette Visitor Center there. So it's a good program. They enjoy it. It's a nice morning to be outside. And if you finish there, then in the afternoon you can go ahead and do more things there at the park.
Just from the little bit that we've talked now, what's unique about 4-H is I think that, you know, a lot of times, at least in my position, talking with people in agriculture, we think livestock and we think, you know, showing at county fairs. But there's so much more than that that kids have the opportunity to get involved with.
Yes, and that's what we're trying to find now for kids, because a lot of kids, sometimes the first questions that a parent will ask, do I have to have an animal? Do I have to live on a farm? And we say, well, no, that's not necessary at all. There are so many other things kids can do now. There's so many different projects. We just finished a canning workshop last week, and the kids learned how to make dill pickles. As a matter of fact, I've got 3 jars on my floor right now. So that's a good thing for kids to learn. It's one more thing that families like. They like the idea of knowing what they're eating and being able to put that together themselves.
Well, definitely lots of great opportunities coming up throughout the month of October here in Jersey County with the 4-H program. Judy, just remind us again where folks can go for more information or to get signed up to join 4-H.
They can contact my office at 618-498-2913, or they can email me at benz@illinois.edu. That's B-E-N-Z. There's also an option on our homepage where they can go ahead and go to Jersey County 4-H, be able to enter your information, let us know what you're interested in doing, and we can get back with you and talk about it some more.
Once again, Judy Benz of the Jersey County 4-H program. Another event happening this week is the Illinois Grain Tour. The Illinois Department of Ag is hosting more than 40 international buyers from 10 different countries this week in an effort to increase export sales for the Illinois grain industry. In previous years, the Illinois Grain Tour has generated nearly $200 million in sales annually. Participants will begin the tour by meeting with representatives from the Illinois Department of Ag, and the tour will then continue throughout the week and make stops at GSI in Assumption, U of I Research Plot in Sangamon County, the Schuller Company in Waverly, Clarkson Grain in Cerro Gordo, ADM in Decatur, the National Soybean Research Laboratory at the U of I campus in Urbana-Champaign, Specialty Grains in Gibson City, CHS Inc., Marquis Ethanol in Hennepin, Seedboro Equipment Company in Des Plaines, and finally they will end the week with their last stop at the Chicago Board of Trade in Chicago. And that's all we've got this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.